Okay. Bon dia a tothom. Anem a començar en la defensa de la tesi de Berta Ferrer-Rosell. Ja de només començar veig que Berta és molt volguda, es fa molt de voler perquè està a la sala plena, el qual no és habitual en les tesis, així que ja d'antemà ja és un èxit. Així que anem a lo bo. I bé, l'estructura serà la candidata presentarà la defensa de la tesi, a continuació cada un dels membres farà les observacions que consideri oportunes i finalment contestarà globalment a les tres observacions. Ok, so the floor is now yours and whenever you want you can start.
Thank you. I would like to start with a list of publications because this thesis is presented as a compendium of publications, which are the first three. The first article have been already published in Tourism Management. The second one have been accepted to be published in Tourism Economics. And the third one have been just submitted to Tourism Economics too. There are other two publications which I've written during my PhD. The first one in gray, the first one is the first study comparing business and leisure travelers within low cost, airlines. And the second one is an exploration of an alternative method to the first one of the thesis. I've divided this presentation into five main sections. The first one is a general introduction. Then there are the objective of the thesis as a whole, followed by the data used. And then there is the core of the presentation, which is the presentation of the articles of the thesis. The first article is related to trip duration. The second one is about determinants in budget structure. And the third one is regarding the segmentation by budget structure. And finally, the fifth section is a discussion of main results. So just a general introduction. I would like to start with a brief abstract, just highlighting the main points of this research. This thesis analyzes the two main variables in tourism demand, which are length of stay and trip budget. And this thesis also aims to compare low-cost airline users and legacy airline users in terms of trip budget and length of stay. And regarding trip budget, we wanted to see how tourists allocate the total trip budget to the different categories of the budget, let's say accommodation, transportation, food activities, and so on. To do that, we use data analysis techniques, which we think that are better than the ones used previously. And regarding the results, we have found small differences between the users of both types of airlines. So destination management officers, DMEOs, should be as interested in attracting low-cost flights than they are in attracting legacy flights. In terms of contributions, we make mainly two contributions, which are regarding variables included, which are activities included in the models, and the use of moderating effects to compare both airline users. And then in terms of statistical methods, we use the ordered logit model to analyze the length of stay, and then the compositional data analysis to analyze the trip budget. So since we are analyzing variables which are important in tourism economics, just let me talk about length of stay and trip budget. Length of stay has been long analyzed since 1975, and then in 2008 there was an increase of the number of studies addressing this variable, and there are quite complex models which have been used in the past, like Poisson models or negative binomial or survivals. But we found in our data, which was multimodal. So this multimodality warned us against using unimodal methods. So in this case, we used the ordered logit model, and we contribute in this sense. Regarding budget composition, it said, you know, we know that tourists traveling at the same time, at the same place, will spend the budget in a very different way. So for DMEOs, for destinations, it's very relevant to know these patterns of consumption of tourists, and they can have valuable information. Because destination managers are more interested in those expenses which are made in the destination rather than the ones made outside the destination. And there are actually two revisions, which encouraged us to address this topic, which are the revision of Wang and Davidson, 2010, that concluded that further microanalysis is needed in terms of budget composition, and the one by Brida and Scuderi, 2013, that concluded that future research should move forward and use new methods. So this is why we wanted to address this research. And there is another important stream in this thesis, which is the analysis of low-cost airlines. And low-cost airlines here in Spain have increased a lot since 2000, the year 2000. And the research on these users, or on this demand, have also increased it in parallel. So the research made in regarding low-cost airlines have mainly two branches. The first one has focused on demand differences between low-cost airlines and legacy airlines. And we have, for example, regarding airline passengers' loyalty or airline perception, and comparing both users. And then we have another research line, which is the one focused on analyzing low-cost airlines' heterogeneity. And in this case, we have our study published in 2012 regarding business passengers. And then there are other studies like Martinez, García, and Royo Vela, 2010, segmenting based on flight characteristics, or others about airline choice. And once we have reviewed the literature regarding length of stay, budget composition, and the analysis of low-cost airlines, this thesis has five novel features, which are compare the length of stay determinants and compare the tourist expenditure between low-cost and legacy airline users. Analyze the tourist expenditure compositions using appropriate statistical methods, and finally segment low-cost tourists based on their travel budget share. So the objective of this thesis are these five. First one is to analyze the determinants of a traveler's length of stay as an ordered categorical variable, and we have weekend, long weekend, 1 week, 10 days, and so on. The second one is to study the composition of tourist expenditure. The third one is compare low-cost and legacy airline travelers using moderating effects. And the fourth one is to explore the expenditure composition heterogeneity amongst low-cost airline travelers by market segmentation. And to do that, we realized that there wasn't any appropriate method to do that. So we wanted to develop a new method by handpicking a combination of suitable statistical techniques. This table just shows how objective and articles have dealt with, and we can see that there is not a correspondence, a one-to-one correspondence between objective and articles. Move on now to section three, which is the use of the data used, and in this case we have used the survey of tourist expenditure gathered by the Institute of Tourism Studies, and in this case we have data of 2010. We have used the same database for the three articles, and this table is just to show that we have carefully selected the individuals for each article, for each study, and this is why, this is because, for example, for package travelers, the allocation of expenditure is totally or partially unobserved. So we just take into account the package travelers in the first article. Now let's start with the fourth section, the presentation of the articles, and. Sorry, let's start with the first article, which is entitled Package and No-Frills Air Carriers as Moderators of Length of Stay. The objectives of this study are, we wanted to study the length of stay at destination, but including the effects of package booking and airline type. So we consider, in this case, three different ways of booking. The first one is booking a package where the airline is already included and the tourist cannot choose the type of airline. Second, we have the booking oneself by oneself and flying with a low-cost airline, and booking oneself and flying with a legacy airline. So the features of these articles are the inclusion of the activities done at destination, and the use of this ordered logic model to account for the multimodality encountered in the data. So regarding the methods, as we can see in this graph, the length of stay variable has different modes, and we can see a mode around 5 days, then we can see another mode around 1 week, and another one which is a little bit smaller, around 10 days, another one around 14 days, 2 weeks, and finally a smaller mode around 3 weeks. So we have built the categorized variable based on these modes. And there are other methods used previously, like Poisson models, negative binomial, or survival, which are unimodal. So since we have this multimodality, we wanted to use the ordered logic model, and we have here the standard formulation, and we have built, as I said, the categories around the modes. And even if the model is not linear in Y star, it is linear in, sorry, it's not linear in Y, it is linear in Y star. And then beta coefficients can be interpreted as usual manner with respect to Y star. And then in this case, beta coefficients can be standardized, and we did just as a natural way of interpreting coefficients. And as I said, we consider interactions between how the trip is booked and other variables included in the model. And regarding the results, I just wanted to highlight main examples and give some examples. I would like first to present quite relevant main effect, which is that the duration is longer for those tourists who do activities at destination. And regarding the moderating effect, because since we have included this moderating effect, I would like to highlight this. And for example, for those who attend sporting and cultural events, only those travelers traveling going with low cost have extended the trip duration. So this could be a particular case of tourists that the destination may be interested in, for example. And there is another moderating effect, which I wanted to highlight, which is that booking the trip as a part of a package and going to the main cities makes shorter stays. And then other example, just to say something else about the results, is that the moderating, the how the trip is booked moderated the length of a stay for all socio-demographic variables. And for example, regarding the age, when all the travelers book by themselves and the type of airline doesn't matter, there is a greater increase in the length of a stay. And for example, regarding the income, those tourists with a high income and using a legacy company, they have also longest stays. And then just tourists from Germany traveling as part of a package or using a low cost stay longest. By contrary, Italians booking themselves stay shortest. This is what I wanted to say regarding the first article. And then move on now to the second, which is entitled Determinants in Tourist Expenditure Composition, the Role of Airline Type. And the objective of this article was to study the determinants of the composition of tourist expenditure by distinguishing, again, between low cost and legacy markets. In this case, we addressed two research questions. The first one is, how does traveling with low cost versus a legacy airline affect the distribution of the trip expenses between transportation and at destination expenses? And within at destination expenses, how these expenses are distributed between discretionary and non-discretionary. By discretionary expenses, we understand those the expenses which are not compulsory, which are, let's say, activities or which are optional. And by non-discretionary, we understand the expenses which are compulsory when we travel, accommodation and food mainly. This is the first question. And regarding the second, we wanted to see if there is a moderating effect. So are passenger characteristics affecting budget composition? If so, do they affect in the same way for both type of airline? And in this case, type of airline, the variable is used as moderating effect. In this case, we use the Dakota methodology. We understand that budget share is compositional data, and compositional data lies in a constrained space. It has to be between 0 and 1, and it has to sum 1, or at least 100 if it's in percentages. Aitchison and Pavlovsky-Glan and Bucchianti warn against the problems that arise when using a standard statistical methods, techniques, with compositional data. And in this case, any model like AIDS could be specifying a normal error term can result in a non-zero probability outside the interval 0-1. So, with compositional data, we can transform them, and then standard techniques can be used instead. And transformations are done by means of logarithms of ratios. And then we know that if some component has contains zeros, then log ratios cannot be computed. So zeros have to be treated, and we have treated in the standard way in CODA methodology. So as we can see here, we have the dendrogram and the log ratios we have built. We have in the dendrogram the partitions we have made. On one hand, we have transportation X1, which is over the other at destination expenses. And within at destination expenses, we have X2 and X3. X2 is accommodation and food, basic expenses. And X3 is activities and shopping discretionary expenses. So the first log ratio is the transportation over the geometric mean of accommodation and food and activities and shopping. And the second log ratio is just taking into account the destination expenses and its accommodation over discretionary, basic over discretionary. Regarding the results, I wanted also to highlight the use of the moderator. In this case, the main effect on answering the first research question is that legacy users spend a higher proportion on transportation compared to the other expenses, and low-cost users spend more on basic expenses compared to discretionary. This is to answer the first research question. And then the other examples are regarding the moderators and answering the second research questions. And let's see, for example, the second example. Being a pensioner results in a higher part of at destination expenses being devoted to basic. So being pensioner results in paying more in basic expenses in accommodation. And in this case, we didn't find a significant moderator effect. So the type of airline for those tourists, it doesn't matter. And then we have this other example, which is that educated low-cost users might use these savings in transport to increase the expenditure on non-transportation. And within the non-transportation, they spend even more on discretionary expenses. So let's put an example. If we were a destination interested in promoting activities, we could be interested in having highly educated, low-cost travelers. So this is what I wanted to say about the second article. And now the third article is entitled Segmentation by Tourist Expenditure Composition, an Approach with Compositional Data Analysis and Latent Classes. The objective of this third article is to develop a method to study the heterogeneity regarding travel budget share within low-cost users. In this case, we have addressed five research questions. The first one is, are there different segments? This is the first question we want to answer if we find this different segments. The second is, do these segments differ in how the total travel budget is distributed between transportation and a destination expenditure? The third one is, do these segments differ in how a destination expenditure is distributed between basic and discretionary? And then we have the fourth and the fifth questions, which are regarding the tourist characteristics and trip characteristics, and we wanted to know if these variables can enhance the interpretation of the segments. In this case, we use also CODA methodology. Actually, we put together, we handpick a little bit of CODA and a little bit of latent classes, and we relate them. In terms of CODA methodology, we use the isometric log ratio transformation, which defines weighted log ratios of geometric means of components because it preserves distances. And as we can see here, we have the two log ratios we have built and are the same as in the previous article, but multiplied by a constant, which is the weight. And then we have, regarding the latent class analysis, we have used the pseudo-class draw. And this method, it's an up-to-date technique to relate segments and external variables. And it's based on multiple imputation methods. And using this method, predictors can be added in the model without modifying the latent classes. And then class membership, in this case, using pseudo-class draw, is recognized as a random variable. So Regarding the results, we have found heterogeneity in how low-cost users distribute the trip budget. So we are answering the first research question. We have found that segments present differences in both how the trip budget is distributed between transportation and destination expenses and within a destination between basic and discretionary. So this is answering the second and the third research question. And regarding the fourth and the fifth research questions, we have found that segments are related to both tourist characteristics and trip characteristics. And let me put an example of one of the segments we have found. Let's imagine that a destination is interested in attracting weekend cultural tourists. We have found a segment which could be called city break travelers. And we have found that the members of this segment undertake urban trips. They do cultural activities. They have a shorter stay and don't live in Germany or the UK. They are from other countries, European countries. And they have the highest transportation share, the second highest share in activities, and the lowest in accommodation and food. And this is all what I wanted to say about the article. So move on now to the fifth and the last section, the discussion of main results. I've divided this fifth section into four subsections. First of all, I will talk about the contributions to tourism management, the practical implication. As I said at the beginning, it's vital for DMEOs to know the profiles of their visitors, because then they can generate products or address marketing strategies according to tourist preferences. And according to our main results, destinations should not be any less interested in attracting low-cost flights than they are in attracting legacy airline passengers. And we have found that we can distinguish consumption patterns within low-cost tourists, and we have found differences in how they distribute the trip budget. And we think that results can be transferred to tourist industry and to help to develop better marketing strategies and focus on those tourists who have a more impact in the destination, the ones who stay longer or the ones who spend more. In terms of methodological contributions, this dissertation uses up-to-date methods, and some of which have never been used before, to analyze length of stay and trip budget. We use the ordered logit model to analyze the length of stay, to accommodate the multimodality encountered in the data. We use the compositional data analysis to analyze the composition of the tourist expenditure. And finally, we have proposed a new method to segment tourists based on their expenditure. And this method we propose, it seems to us that it's easy to use, can be tailored to research questions, and the results are coherent and quite easy to, I mean, it's interpretable, the results. And finally, in terms of contributions, we have contributed to tourism knowledge. We have used variables, how the trip is booked, and the type of company as moderating effects. To our knowledge, this is the first time this type of air travelers are compared. We have found, regarding length of stay, that the main differences are between the non-package travelers and the package ones. And in terms of determinants of tourist expenditure composition, we have found that income, some country of residence, travel group, and other variables differently affect the budget composition. We use the variable activities done at destination, which is relevant for destinations. And the fact that different segments of tourists use both type of airlines leads to an heterogeneity within low cost, but at the same time leads to an homogeneity between both type of airlines. So low cost and legacy airline users are more and more similar. And we have contributed to the tourism and airline demand research in Spain, but there are some limitations, which are mainly the use of official statistical database, because since it's good to use this kind of database because we have a lot of individuals, the problem is that researchers cannot control the variables. And just to finish, I would like to talk about the further research. We would like to include a repeat cross-section analysis in order to see trends in the results, if there is taking into account a little bit more time, just not in 2010, what happened with these two variables we have analyzed. We also would like to extend the research on Spanish air tourism demand to other variables, different from length of stay and expenditure, and see if the same conclusions we have outlined happen with the other variables. The other variables could be the use of internet, or passengers' loyalty, or how far in advance tourists book. And we have already, started using these variables with the use of internet. And finally, we would like to go further into this heterogeneity amongst low-cost users, and we wanted to segment legacy users and then compare if this idea that legacy and low-cost users are more and more similar. Mm. And that's all. Thank you very much for your attention.